Fly rod, yeah. And get ready for some magic.
What an awesome eat, man.
I got one.
Oh, damn, I got him. You got him.
Join Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
Nice fish.
And help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.
Boondoggle!
Boondoggle. Boondoggle. Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? I suggest you get your butt up, come find out, February 15th through 18th, President's Day weekend in Titusville, Florida at Cars Park. It'll be one heck of a weekend with good people, and then there's a bunch of kayakers too. For more information, go to yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Good Monday evening, everybody. I am your host of Monday Night Kickoff Show, Charles Levi, also known as Redfish Chuck. Wow, packed house already tonight. Very cool. Looking forward to getting to the Kayak Angler Choice Awards, as many of you are apparently. Guests that are logged into the chat room, if you would like to participate with the others that are in the chat room, feel free to log in using either your Facebook account or you can make a login there on Blog Talk Radio. And yeah, we're not going to jump right into it. I got to keep you guys kind of trying on the edge of your seat, seeing who pulled it out this year. But I can tell you this, that there's a very good cast of characters and products and such that definitely got the nod this year. And we destroyed last year's voting numbers. In fact, I believe I talked to Adam Hayes this morning, and he told me that we beat last year's voting numbers by like second or third day that we opened up voting. So very cool. Appreciate everybody getting involved and joining us in this. Of course, as everybody should know, this is for fun. It's nice to know who the people in the industry like and look up to. We had over 5,000 votes come in, as Chip just said, there in the chat room. So if you are selected in the category in which you were nominated for, pat yourself on the back. Your fellow kayak fishermen and fisherwomen are fans of yours, so to speak. So it was pretty stiff competition, and pretty pleased with the outcome. I think everybody will be as well. So, but a couple of things I want to get to first. Typical Chuck fashion, when I start off a show, I always like to try and hit up some of the local events that are going on here on the Space Coast. None of them more important and more interesting than the upcoming Boondoggle for February.
Boondoggle!
Boondoggle. Boondoggle. Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? I suggest you get your butt up, come find out, February 15th through 18th, President's Day weekend in Titusville, Florida at Cars Park. It'll be one heck of a weekend with good people, and then there's a bunch of kayakers too. For more information, go to yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
There you go. Kayak Fishing Radio, yakangler.com, as always. We're putting on another boondoggle February 15th through the 18th at Cars Park. For those of you that don't know Cars Park or have never heard of Cars Park or live underneath a rock, that would be the location that would put you directly into the no-motor zone there in the Banana River, which is basically Jurassic Park for those of you that have never fished it before. Cars Park is pretty awesome. Yeah, I saw that. I know that Steve Chapman says that Cars Park is in the Titusville area. It's not really. It's in Merritt Island, but we'll go with it. anyhow, should be a great turnout. I'm hoping that everybody who's listening into the show tonight, whether it be by podcast or by way of chat room, will join us. I'm extending the invitation to everybody. Bring your friends, bring your kids, bring your wives. Please, we want to try and introduce as many people into kayaking as we can. We kind of got away from that, I think, a little bit the last couple of boondoggles. But that's originally what this whole thing was set up for, is to bring new people in, make new friends, make some connections, and, you know, just have a good time. So it'll be great. Bring your wallets, I guess, too. So that's interesting. Yeah, it'll be cool. We're going to have a great time, man. The fishing should be spot on. We've got a lot of we got a great possibility of an amazing trout fishery, depending upon the weather. If we have a mild winter, I think you guys are going to be able to beat your personal best specs from out of state. There's no reason why you shouldn't be able to find multiple fish in the upper 20 inch class, maybe even pushing 30 inches and a little bit over that. So, and then of course the big giant bull reds and big black drum that'll be cruising around in giant schools. So, we should have a good time. I got a couple callers here on the line. I'm going to get to those guys here, and then you guys will hang in there with me. We'll get to these awards here shortly. So with first off in the queue, without any further ado, the man, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Rob of Bad Podcast DeVore. How are you, brother?
Yo, I'm doing good, man. Good to be back, and glad that you're back too, dude.
Yeah, it's... Well, I did my show on the road from last week, so that was...
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
If I'd have known, I'd have called in.
Yeah. I don't know how well it turned out, but I did one from the car, which was actually kind of fun because had some listener participation within the car, clapping and talking and stuff, so it was pretty cool. But
awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good ride home. But it's kind of sad, though, that... A week ago today, we were driving home from what was, yet again, another great boondoggle. I don't know if you guys that are in the chat room now, I noticed there's some of you guys are from Florida area, and I know you didn't make the trip up to Virginia Beach, but if you guys don't make it to this next event, you're definitely going to miss out. This is going to be one for the ages, as they say. So what have you been up to, Rob?
Was out fishing yesterday. You ready for my fishing report?
I am.
Okay. Here's my fishing report. hit the crickets. No, I'm kidding. I'll tell you this right now. Anybody that lives in the Tampa Bay area will know, if you've been on the water in the last week or so, the flats are alive, okay, with the sound of, you know, fish jumping, bait school scattering, and giant 25-inch trout being pulled from the shallow depths there, if there's such a thing as a shallow depth.
Shallow depth.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's there I go inventing words and things again like that make no sense. But anyway... yes, yesterday had a nice day on the water. We got out about 7 o'clock, right when the sun was coming up, and only about 50 to 100 feet away from the kayak, you know, where we put the kayaks in the water, we're pulling fish immediately. I mean, there was just fish all over the place. My buddy pulls a 14-inch trout first thing, like first or second cast. And I gave him a big whoop. But it was nice to see him finally catch a fish after he does not have had a good year. But anyway, gave him one of those Slayer SSTs, and he threw it on there with the Tommy Head jig head, and it was on. And yeah, by the way, that color, I don't know what that color is. It kind of looks like Arkansas Glow, but that is the bomb. But we'll get back to that in a minute. About two casts later, he hooks up with another with a big trout this time. It's about 25 inches, and I mean, it was a nice, it was a good fish, man, especially for this region. And he's going, oh, yeah, check this out. And I'm, like, working the top water going across, and a mirror mullet, and that gets destroyed by what I thought was a tarpon at first. And I get it up to the boat, and it's a 25-inch ladyfish, okay?
Wow.
I mean, it's the biggest ladyfish I've ever seen. It was like pulling drag and stuff, man. I mean, it was stupid. But there was just all kinds of fish around. I saw all kinds of fish. And as you know, Chuck, I'm sure it's the same thing over there. The sheep's head are coming out. I saw in 1 to 2 feet of water yesterday, sheep's head chasing curly tails and shad tails and stuff like that. And they're not like giant sheep's head, but they were probably in the 12-inch range there. And that was nice. I lost about a half a bag of baits yesterday getting chewed off. Caught multiple large pinfish. I don't know if you've ever seen a 12-inch pinfish before, but I caught several of them yesterday.
Yeah, it's super big.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I know that they get kind of big, but and I pulled a couple here and there, but like two in a, on the same day was like, it's like really rare. I saw black drum cruising the flats, ran over them in the kayak. There was three of them together in 2 feet of water, and saw many, many redfish that did not want to eat. But it was a good day yesterday. We went around the back of this like kind of long island, and was fishing the mangroves and the grass flats back there. And when we came around the corner, okay, the wind report was 5 to 10 out of the northeast.
Right.
But I think we got some like Virginia weather wind reporting going on, because it was more accurate if you add the two. Okay.
Oh, really?
So. Yeah, oh, my God. We come around the corner of this island. You know, we're behind this island for a couple of hours. And came around, and it was white caps, and it was sustained 25. I mean, we had a good 2 miles to paddle to get back to right in the face of the wind. You know, the wind was blowing right in our face. And it was, yeah, I'm telling you, you had to paddle as hard as you could just to kind of inch along. It took, like, I think an hour to get back.
Yeah.
So definitely, it was not good, but it was a good day on the water. Lots of fish, places alive. I mean, there was just bait schools everywhere, finger mullets, and it was a nice day, man.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, that's good to hear. How's the Yaktastic Adventures coming along?
Yaktastic is coming along really well. So far, so good. As you know, I'm in the middle of editing the Boondoggle movie, and what I've got so far I really like. I'm still waiting on some footage. This week I'll be mailing off some flash drives to some people to get their footage. And, trust me, I've done like this, Dropbox stuff and all that, and it's kind of difficult. It's just so much easier for me to mail that, and slap that on and mail it back, and there you go.
Right on. Cool.
So,
and if anybody wants to submit anything to you for that, throw out your disclaimer and your information that whole bit right now. I got to kind of move along a little bit, bro.
Yeah, sure. No problem. Sorry, man. If you want to submit something, you got something that's cool enough, go ahead and email us at yaktasticadventures@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube page and our Vimeo page, and like our Facebook page and Twitter.
Very
Follow
cool.
us on Twitter too. So there you go, man.
Awesome. Thanks, Rob. Hang in there, buddy, and I'll come back to you towards the end of the show. Just hang on.
Okay. Yeah, I'm listening.
All right. Let's see. I got a. Hold on. I got to get his music. Got to get his music.
It's been a while since I've heard that.
Mark Watanabe. What's going on, brother?
How's it going, man? You're not going to get a fishing report from me because I haven't been fishing since we left the Boondoggle.
That's fine, man. That's fine. I'm just coming to you. You're next in line there, so I'm just going down the line of callers here, brother. So got a good turnout tonight for the Kayak Angler Choice Awards results show. And
I'm having a hard time keeping the winners to myself in the chat room here.
Yeah, well, keep them to yourself for just a little bit longer. I'm going to release. I think I'm going to do, you know what? I'll throw everybody a bone. What do you say we do?
Location of the year.
Location of the year. That's a good one. Let's do location of the year. All right, so, folks, we're doing the top three this year. So whoever was voted or whatever was voted in the top three is what I'm going to be reading off of the list of winners. Location of the year was something. How did that come about, Mark?
You know what? I don't really know. I think it was a write-in either from – I don't know if Chip came up with it or there was a suggestion from other people. I think it was a suggestion from some of the users. I don't really remember, but it was added. And let me just tell you that there were hundreds of write-ins. So I am not. It was not fun going through all those write-ins and having to figure out who won.
Yeah, I bet.
It took me over. It took me over 4 hours to go through all those, though.
Well, better you than me, brother.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I had a lost interest in about 30 minutes in. Okay, location of the year. Hold on, let's see. All right. Number three. We'll do it that way. What do you say?
Third that sounds good to me.
Makes sense. All right, location of the year. Third place. Voting location of the year was the Chesapeake Bay in Virginia. Chesapeake Bay in Virginia. Now, I can definitely see why, after our trip up there, why that would be picked in the top five or ten, the top three. I'm pretty happy with that, I think. What do you think, brother?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they catch a lot of fish there, just not so much when the Boondoggers come up, but I mean, you can see pictures of them. I mean, Lozier posted pictures today of them catching a bunch of trout. So,
that's
I mean,
nice.
There's obviously, you know, fish up there. They just got scared when all the Boondoggers came up there.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so Chesapeake Bay, congratulations to those guys in that region. You guys definitely represented and came out in full force and voted in your home bay, if you will. Number two, I've never heard of this location, but apparently the good folks down in Texas have. Lady Bird Lake in Austin, Texas. So that might be a future Boondoggle spot if it is this epic.
Yeah,
what do you think?
I mean,
about
I have a lot of folks. I mean, in fact, I'm going to pull up the numbers real quick so I can see how many folks you can keep talking about.
Yeah, very cool. So Lady Bird Lake, Austin, Texas. I don't know. I've got no information on that area. I don't really know much about it, but apparently the folks.
Yeah, I know it's in Texas.
There you go.
And it's a lake.
Whether it's a freshwater lake or a saltwater lake. Well, wait a minute. Yeah, Pepe says it's Diablo's hometown. So maybe.
Oh, cool. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Do we have drum rolls? Do I have a drum roll sound bite? I don't know if I do.
Real quick, though, the number one and number two were only separated by about, you know, 30-something votes.
Holy crap, really?
Both, yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Let's see. Here we go. Number one, the Devil's River in Texas. The Devil's River. So any of you Texans there, you guys definitely showed up in full force and did your thing as far as voting is concerned to make that all happen. The Devil's River made famous, well, maybe not made famous, but definitely brought to the masses by one Mr. Drew Gregory on the on his Discovery Channel show that he was on. What was the name of that show? Do you remember?
No, I do not.
Yeah. Anyway. Cool. Devil's River, number one. Lady Bird Lake, Austin, Texas, number two. And the Chesapeake Bay, obviously in Virginia, number three. So that's pretty good. Good deal.
Yeah, and to give props to the Chesapeake Bay folks. Their number three was only, you guys only missed second place by, what was it, 20 votes. So, I mean, it was it was real close. The top three were real close.
There you go. Awesome. I'm going to grab another caller real quick. 757 area code. Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio.
What's going on, man?
What's going on, Wheeler?
Not much, brother. Just watching the rainfall.
Right on. There you go. Thank you, Van Felt. The show was off the hook, by the way, with that Drew Gregory did on the Devil's River with the crazy wrestler guy who turtled the Jackson kayak. Thank you very much for airing that on TV. Anyhow, watching the rainfall?
Yeah, watching the rainfall and tying up striper rigs.
Right on. You got a fishing report you want to throw me real quick, brother? I'm trying to move through the caller list here and get to these things as fast as I can.
Yeah. HRBT is doing really well. If you get out there, you're going to have to wade through the small great trout or weak fish, whatever you want to call them. The blues aren't there, so that's a major positive. But the stripers are, and we're talking not the small 18 inches. We're talking 25, 26, 27. Even though they are thin, they are there, and they're willing to put up a pretty good fight. Lynn Haven is on fire now with trout and redfish, but the redfish have gone deep. So fish the deeper channels and sloughs. Cut mullet work great, or work a topwater early in the morning when they're really active on the flat. Rudy inlet's starting to pick up with trout, and stripers are along the rocks. That's pretty much it for right now.
Cool. Awesome, brother. Appreciate it. Hang on the line, man. I'm going to just jump to these next couple callers real fast, and then we'll just dive right into the awards, man. The guys in the chat room are getting a little antsy. So,
all right, brother.
All right. Area code 678. Welcome to Kayak Fish Radio.
Hey, man. This is Jim.
What's going on, buddy?
Glad to be back somewhere warm. Missed y'all last week when I was in Vermont.
Yeah, you got a fishing report for us, bro?
Otter Creek, south of Burlington, out there in the middle of nowhere, caught some pike. The guys up there said the brown trout were really moving up to start the spawning run. So if you want big browns, you can go up to Vermont right now. Take lots of warm clothes. When I fished Saturday morning for pike, it was 29 when I started my day. And it got above freezing at about 10:30. 29 degrees. It was a little chilly. Even the people in Vermont were going, it's a little chilly right now. Yeah.
In Vermont?
Yep.
Wow. Dude, I thought I was going to die when we were in Virginia Beach and we had, like, I think we were at, 51 when we started the day. 29. You're a braver man than I am.
Yeah, it was chilly, man. I got 7 pike on the fly, and one was 26 all river pike. Most of them were pretty small, say about 22. So, I mean, got 7. We rolled 4 pike, had 1 pike almost run into the boat chasing my fly when I was lifting it out to cast. So, you know, it was cool.
Very cool. Let's see. Hang on for me, brother. I'm going to come back to you. And I got a 904 area code. Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio.
Hey, what's up, brother? Rory Gregg here.
What's going on, Rory?
Nothing much. Just about to get outside and get the boats ready for a charter tomorrow.
Right on, man. Give me a good fishing report from your area. Tell us where you're from.
I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. Actually, Atlantic Beach technically is where I live. I'm on the beach side of town here and going to be fishing around the Chicopee Bay area tomorrow. It's kind of my honey hole and also the name of my website, of course. And actually going to be doing some flood tide fishing tomorrow morning with a regular customer of mine. I'm pretty stoked on that. So he's been learning the ropes and going to get on some tailing redfish. So it's been really good last couple of weeks.
Nice. When you're fishing that flood tide up there, are you mainly targeting those fish with plastics, or are you looking at them? Or are you looking for them? Excuse me, with like natural bait, like shrimp and stuff.
Well, you know, in most charters, you know, I like to use some bait just to up the ante a little bit on the catchability rate. But depending on the customer, if they're a regular mine and they, you know, they got the skill set and they want to put in the time and persistence to use Arties, you know, I'm mainly an artificial guy, so I don't throw a buggy whip yet, but I'm sure I'll get into it one day. But mainly I use various weedless soft plastic presentations and crustacean forms, and just some subtle movement and good casting, and can get a great reaction strike. And I got my one lucky flat I go to consistently. It's been holding fish, and the grass has gotten really, really tall this year with all the rain we've had.
Yeah.
But with a Hobie PA or any other boat out there, you can get in those skinny highways and pull right up in there, and the fish are still holding in the shallower pocketed areas.
Right on. Is that the main target species this time of year for you, redfish, either in flood-type situations or in deeper cuts, or are you looking for any other species?
Well, the inshore slam here, of course, is gator, trout, redfish, and flounder, so we're targeting those main three species. I mean, we're in the midst of October, and October is just off the hook here. We're right in that transitional fall pattern, so we got bull reds in the river. Obviously, anyone going out in the St. John's River, it's a massive body of water, a lot of flow, and a lot of big ships coming through that channel, so I always tell people to side on safety and caution when going to chase the bull reds, but there's plenty of them out there in the 20 to 40 foot of water range. Mostly caught on, you know, cut bait or half a blue crab, but some guys do target them on some deep artificial lures. Also, some large trout are being caught in the river and on the feeder creeks to the intercoastal. A lot of Zarus, Buka XTs, Bomber Long A's, diving baits like SS's and other forms. And then just tons and tons of schoolie trout all in the creeks right now, anywhere from the 15 to 20 plus inch range. Been wearing the popping cork out on the last few charters, and it's just been going off.
Nice. Very cool. That's always a fun way to get clients on fish, or just get people on fish in general. The popping corks are always fun.
Yeah, it's a great method to teach people to, you know, kind of cut their teeth into. And my dad, of course, you know, taught me how to flow fish with long corks, more of an anchor and a drift and retrieve presentation, but you know, that has a little bit more of a learning curve, but I love to use the Paradise Popper. It has, like, kind of a unique cupped head on it and makes a clack and a pop, and just gives it that little extra something that the fish like. And my last charter on last Friday, we caught two slams just on popping corks alone. And
wow.
He even caught a 22-inch flounder on the popping cork, just throwing it off the edge of a little drop-off on a sandbar.
That is awesome, bro. Well, listen, I'm going to come back to you a little bit later on, but real quick, give everybody your information if you want to come down and fish with you.
Yeah, Rory Gregg at Chicopit Bay, www.chicopitbay.com, here in Atlantic Beach in Jacksonville, Florida, 904-208-8900. Give me a holler.
Sweet. I'll come back to you, brother. Hang on the line.
No worries.
All right. The moment you have all been waiting for. Interrupted first by this brief message from our sponsors.
Boondoggle!
Boondoggle. Boondoggle. Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? I suggest you get your butt up, come find out, February 15th through 18th, President's Day weekend in Titusville, Florida at Cars Park. It'll be one heck of a weekend with good people, and then there's a bunch of kayakers too. For more information, go to yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
All right. So without any further ado, let's go through this list of winners, shall we? Let's see. Where is my bike that I want to use for this?
I think you should keep them waiting more.
That's a new one that Chip has. What'd you say?
I said I think we should keep them waiting more.
All right, cool. Well, we could talk about something else.
I'm just playing, man.
I know. I'm going to get lynched.
Chris is going to have a conniption fit.
Yeah, I know it. All right, cool. Let's do this. Let's do online
video. There you go.
Yeah, online video of the year. That sounds like an interesting point. All right, coming in third in the online video of the year.
Post them in the forums for everybody.
All right, cool. Was the video Addiction, kayak fishing. That's the only description I have. But Mark Wananabe is going to post that link in the chat room for you. Addiction, kayak fishing. So do we know who submitted that or any of that kind of information, Mark, or all we got is just the name?
Yeah, because everything can be submitted by anybody, so,
Yeah. All right, cool. No worries. Number two, Epic Day Kayak Fishing in the Gulf, which I actually saw that video, and that video was sick. Again, that was the Epic Day Kayak Fishing in the Gulf. If your video was not chosen, if you submitted a video and it was not chosen in the top three, don't be mad. Because how many videos did you have submitted?
I had 14.
All right, yeah. And how many votes did the top video getter get?
The top one got 300.
Yeah, there you go, 300
individuals. Between first and second place, 9 votes separated.
Nine.
Three votes. Three votes separated third and second.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was that close.
That's crazy. All right, cool. Video of the year, as voted on by the peers of the kayak fishing community, was the Jackson Kayak Flying Fish video. So kudos to whoever submitted that video, the Jackson Kayak Flying Fish video. Awesome.
We saw this video at ICAST for the first time. It's pretty slick.
Oh, that's right. That's the one that they got the.
That's the one where they're using the hoverfly.
The helicopter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing was awesome. That was actually a really, really cool video. That thing was actually nasty. Cool. That's awesome. All right. Let's move on. Let's do online tournament of the year. How about that?
Okay.
Okay, cool. Sorry, online tournament of the year. Third place was the Florida Sportsman Kayak Challenge. You can find that at floridasportsman.com/paddlecraft. Pretty cool. I did follow that event on their website, and it turned out to be pretty good. I think they gave away a Hobie kayak during that event. So
yeah.
That's pretty awesome. Number two was Kayak Bass Fishing Challenge Series. So that's www.kayakbassfishing.com. And number one, no big surprise, at least in my eyes, Kayak Wars took the online tournament of the year for this year. So what are your thoughts on those chosen there, Mark?
Yeah, well, we had a lot of grief last year because we combined both the regular tournaments and the online tournaments together, and we just made them, you know, kayak fishing tournaments. So because we got a lot of grief about that, we went ahead and split them up. Problem is there's a whole lot more, you know, regular tournaments versus online tournaments. So the competition wasn't as stiff. We only had seven online tournaments submitted. I know there's plenty more, but, you know, people only submitted 7 different ones. So, you know, there wasn't a lot to choose from. There were some write-ins, but not that many. But, yeah, Kayak Wars is, you know, Kayak Wars and Kayak Bass Fishing, they were the top ones. I mean, they took the majority of those.
Right on. Tournament of the year, just regular show up and fish at tournament of the year. We've got third place, we had River Bassing Tournament Trail. The River Bassing Tournament Trail came in third. Number two, the Jacksonville Kayak Fishing Classic. Kind of surprised that the Jacksonville Classic came in second.
Yes, I was too.
Yeah, due to the fact that more people fish that event than I think fish all of the others combined. And they give away basically an entire kayak store at the captain's meeting. But hey, you guys voted, not us. We weren't allowed to vote. So, taking first place, anybody want to make a guess of the kayak tournament of the year there in the chat room?
If you can guess it right in the chat room, I'll give you some stickers.
There you go.
We'll give them a second guess there.
Oh, there you go. LGB All right. got it.
LGB, you get some free stickers,
buddy. IFA. The IFA kayak board took the tournament of the year this year. So that's interesting, man. That kind of blows my mind.
They're asking about Tropic. Tropic Bay was in there. It was eight.
Was the TKAA in there?
Yes, it was. That was fourth.
Oh, there you go.
And if the Virginia Beach guys would have showed up a little bit more, I mean, it was only nine votes. So, TKA missed third by nine votes.
Right on. Well, that's the story with the Kayak Angler Choice Awards every year. And we can't stress enough to you guys about having to get out and vote, because last year we had some hurt feelings and such, and there's nothing that we can do about it. We don't make the list. We don't vote. So it's up to you and your people.
Yeah.
J-Bay,
Yak Chum is asking about J-Bay. J-Bay was nine. That was ninth. And just to expound on the Virginia one, I think a lot of the people split up the votes because TKAA and the Chesapeake Bay Kayak Anglers Tournament were fourth and fifth. So if the votes would have been combined more, either one of those tournaments would have been up higher.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So kudos to the IFA for winning Tournament of the Year. Let's see.
Retailer,
why not? Retailer of the Year. Coming in third. The Appomattox?
Yep, Appomattox.
Appomattox
coming in third.
So paddle.
Virginia representing again.
There you go. PaddleVA.com is your third place finisher in the Retailer of the Year. God, Virginia Beach just showed up, didn't it?
Yeah, they did.
And, no big surprise in the top two, in my opinion. Taking second would be Hook One. It's Chad Hoover over there with kayakfishinggear.com. And taking the first spot. Any guesses?
I'm not giving away anything for this one.
That's fine.
Mark would have got it.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Austin Canoe and Kayak. So congratulations to Austin Canoe and Kayak.
It was a dominant victory for Austin Canoe and Kayak.
Was it?
Just to let you guys know, Sun Jammers was right in there. Only 5 votes separated Sun Jammers from third place. So I mean, it was real close.
That's awesome. Sun Jammers folks over there, good people, man. But cool. Austin Canoe and Kayak, well deserved. Give me just a second. Let me hit it.
And there were 30 shops nominated, so it was a ton of different shops.
That's awesome. I meant to talk about this at the beginning of the show, and I didn't even think about it. But did you watch that Space Jumper dude the other day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was awesome. Did you see the actual live feed?
Yeah. When they open up that door and you just see, like, over his shoulder just the black nothingness of space, I was like, this guy has lost his damn mind.
But have you ever been skydiving before?
Have I been? Listen, there's a couple things I don't do. I don't fly in experimental aircrafts. I don't jump out a perfectly good plane, all right? and I don't try and sail across the ocean on a raft. So out of those three things, yeah, no, I don't do that. But I will tell you this. That guy has the biggest set of cojones out of any man on this entire earth. Like,
yeah.
Nobody should ever mess with that guy.
I did like the comment afterwards in the interview they had afterwards, and I cannot remember his name. The he was a corporal or a captain or somebody who had the old record. And
yeah.
he said I'd like to give a big one finger salute to everybody who said that he would, you know, explode when he hit Mach. So when he broke the sound barrier. It was
crazy.
Pretty funny.
Crazy. What was he, 700, what was it? Oh, whatever. It doesn't even matter. It was fat.
Yeah, it was
really
ridiculous.
Fat.
700 ridiculous is what it was.
That's it. That's all you need to know. All right, cool. getting back on track here. Yeah, I'm sorry, man. That was just probably one of the craziest things I've ever witnessed in my entire life. Like, I literally sat on the couch and watched the entire 2.5-hour broadcast from the time that he left the ground to the time he jumped. It was well worth watching. But anyway.
Yeah, and actually, when he hit that, when he started to do the spin, it was actually, you know, you started to think, oh, my gosh, is he even alive, you know, because he just started to keep, I mean, I don't know how many times he spun, but it looked like 20 or 30 times.
Well, I heard his breathing. Like, when he first jumped, you can hear him breathe.
Yeah.
And then his breathing sped up, and then there was nothing. I was like, oh, there you
yep.
go. But anyway, all right, cool. Okay. Sorry, guys, let's keep on moving.
All right, we'll stay on target.
Yeah. Target. The most innovative product of the year. This is an interesting one.
This is just to let everybody know, too, next year we're going to change the format up a little bit. We had some things where, you know, the same thing was in several different categories, so we are going to be changing that next year. So.
Yeah, well, we'll release that information whenever the time is appropriate for the beginning of next year's awards deal. So, but yeah, and I heard I did speak to you and Adam and Chip a little bit about it. I think what we're going to be doing is going to improve things tremendously.
Yeah, it should make things a lot more exciting and even the playing field a lot better. It just should be a better experience all together.
However, with that being said, definitely not taking anything away from anybody that won or placed or whatever. Hey, your peeps.
I do like beer of the year. That's a good one.
Yeah, whatever. All right, cool. Most innovative product of the year. Number three. Well, the gentleman that just joined us in the chat room, actually. Overboard fishing rods. Overboard fishing rods, number three. I had an opportunity. Take a look at these things at ICAST this year. And, I don't typically drop rods in the water. However, I do know somebody that does all the time. And that was good. And this is definitely a product that he may or may not receive for Christmas this year. Pretty cool, man. I never thought that it would be possible to drop a rod in the water with a reel on it and for it to float basically perfect. But it's an awesome product. Check it out. It's that's it. I gotta say it. That's awesome. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that was definitely the product that I was the most excited about at ICAST. I thought that was really cool. You know, Sean's a cool guy. I mean, looks like he's doing it all by himself or a small group of people. It's a real small company. So definitely support those guys. I'll put up the link in the forum.
Cool. Thank you for that. Absolutely. And the construction of the rods is actually really nice. Most of you guys know I build all my own rods. And looking his rods over, man, I was really impressed. The level of care and time that he takes with each one's on par for the quality. So anyhow, all right, cool. Congratulations, brother. So number two, the Hobie Pro Angler 12 was the second most innovative product of the year, I should say. I'm not surprised that a Hobie product would be within the top three.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't make it more specific and say the Hobie Pro Angler 12 feet, because that thing is money.
Yeah. Yeah, truly. I mean, when you go out and you hire a a guy whose sole purpose in life is just to build a seat.
They did say they had the one engineer, right? They said they had one engineer, and that was his project.
We're going to hire you as our engineer, and your job and sole responsibility for however long it takes you is to build a chair. So, what a chair he built. Dude, I wish I had that in my truck. Chair looks more comfortable than the one in my F-150. And keeping in line with chairs, I'm just going to ask you about this next one. This Jackson Kayak High Seat Adjustable, or the Jackson Kayak Seat, I guess, was the most innovative product of the year. It's voted on by you people, not me.
Yeah, so, I mean, I can tell where the trend is going in the industry. It's going to these adjustable, you know, high-low seat positions. I mean, you know, Native just came out with theirs and the Slayer, so that's where it's going. Those seats are the most comfortable. So.
Yeah, awesome. Kudos to Jackson Kayaks for that. And trust me, I appreciate the seating positions, the ability to sit high and low. I utilize both when we're in Virginia Beach, and it's a great deal there. Cool, awesome.
And just a heads up, one vote separated fourth and third.
Are you serious?
One vote, yeah. The Bending Branches Angler battle was number four.
Oh, awesome. Well, that's another great company with great products that they just come out with. I was looking over the that battle today, actually, and I don't know, man. I need to put that one on the wish list for Christmas. But
tell you what, too, not to keep talking about the products, but if we would have combined, this would have been the manufacturer of the year, Luther would have done quite well because he has five or six. He's got like five or six products in here, and each of them pulled over or something both. So there's a. Yeah, he would have done quite well if it was manufacturer of the year. So, mad props to Luther.
I'm going
to
make up a sidebar category that is now the manufacturer of the most innovative products of the century.
There you go.
That award pretty much goes to Luther, and you know it, Luther. So, I mean, shouldn't even be allowed to even be involved in these things. Your stuff's legit, brother. You know it. And everybody who's the kayak fishes now, I think, has something on their kayak that says Yak Attack on them or is from you. So, great job, brother. Keep it up. Magazine of the Year, Coastal Angler Magazine, which is kind of like the most broadest, like, open-ended winner, I think, because they're just everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
Coastal Angler, Space Coast, or Coastal Angler, Virginia Beach. But funny story real quick, Coastal Angler Magazine. Robbie Smith, who started Coastal Angler Magazine here on the Space Coast of Florida, if you didn't know that, was a really good friend of mine. And when he first started that magazine, it reminded me a lot of the Long Island Fishermen from back in the day when I was a little kid. The magazine used to get great publication. It hasn't changed a bit since he first started it. It's got the same kind of feel about it. Yeah, there's a lot of advertisers that are in it, and there's a lot of story-based kind of stuff. But, man, if you really read into the articles, man, it's always good. And it's always entertaining to pick up one from out of state because every now and again they'll throw a report in there from, like, your hometown or whatever. When you're out of state, you can read it. It's pretty cool. So that's a good choice there for number three, Coastal Angler Magazine. So everybody who is a franchisee of that, business, you guys should all pat yourselves on the back. You got some pretty stiff competition out there. Magazine of the Year, second runner-up would be Kayak Fishing Magazine. Cool. Really can't argue that. And the winner? Any guesses? Kayak Angler Magazine, which pretty much goes without saying.
Go ahead.
I was asking how the votes tallied up for that.
Yeah, I mean, that was the Kayak Angler Magazine was a dominant first place.
Sweet.
I'd like to make honorable mention here to the Milk Crate because they're pretty new and they had a strong showing. They did come in fourth, but they were right behind Florida Sportsman. I'm sorry, Florida Sportsman was fourth and Milk Crate was fifth, and they were right behind Florida Sportsman. So.
Wow, awesome! Good job, guys. I know that I saw them in the chat room earlier. Yeah, Andy's in there. Good job, Andy. Anytime that you were picked in the top five in anything that's voted on by your peers, out of everything that's out there on the planet, basically, that's pretty impressive. So that's cool, man. I think next year what we should do is, we know what we're going to do next year.
So. Yeah, we're not going to say anything, but we know what we're doing next year.
Push that a mute button. You can push for me.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Forum of the year. Kayak fishing form of the year. Number three, kayak bass fishing. Kayak bass fishing. So kudos to you, kayak bass fishing. what? Yeah, something more?
No, I don't. I was just laughing at you, buddy. Keep going. Wow. You're doing good.
Yeah, whatever. Number two. Austin kayak fishing. Austin, there you go again with the Texas-based guys. And then, listen,
yeah.
Between Virginia and Texas, the people come out, man. When it comes time to vote, they come out. Texas kayak fishermen took form of the year. And that was not the case last year, was it?
No, Texas kayak fishermen won last year.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, did not say the first. There you go. Number one, Texas kayak fisherman. Sorry, I stole your thunder, buddy.
No, I said it already.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah. There
was five. So the top five, three of them are from Texas. So that just shows you, like, what a strong showing we had from Texas this year.
Which is really cool.
Fishing, Texas Fishing Forum was number five. NorCal was number four. And then, obviously, kayak bass fishing, Austin, and then Texas kayak fishermen.
Cool. All right. Here's one that, again, no big surprise, and I figured it would probably come out this way. The kayak of the year. Well, I'm sure that this was probably a very dominant performance by the folks who won.
It was close. It was close all the way down. I mean, everybody had a ton of votes. So,
cool.
I mean, every one of these kayaks had a ton of votes. It was close. So,
awesome. That's good to know. Number three, the Hobie Outback. Hobie Outback. So that's awesome. Number two, the Jackson Kayak Cuda 14.
And number one.
Number one. The Hobie Pro Angler 12.
And I was watching. I was watching the votes. I was watching the votes throughout the month, and it was going back and forth between the Cuda and the Pro Angler 12. I mean, it was, you know, one day it's the Jackson Cuda up by four, the next day it's the Pro Angler up by 10, then the Cuda up by 20. And I mean, it was just back and forth all day long. So it was a close one. And actually,
so,
real quick, we have a three-way tie for fourth, so we might as well mention those guys. So tied for fourth place was the Ocean Kayak Trident 13, the Jackson Cuda, and the Diablo Paddle Sports Audio.
There you go. Happy, you'll be happy.
Yeah.
All right, right on. Before I get to the next one, I'm going to skip back down to one that I think is was a really good suggested winners or voted winners. I do actually follow all of these blogs that are being talked about here. So blog of the year, which to me is, if not as prestigious as kayak angler of the year, it's got to be a close second, because if people will actually read the crap that you write on a daily basis, you're rather interesting, and you may or may not be full of knowledge. Or, firstly, you could be full of crap, and everyone just waits to see what comes out of your mouth. But this top three is a great top three. So we'll start with number three, the Saltwater Kayak Fisherman. That's done by Rob Appleby.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a great blog, man.
He's
representing from the UK. We had two guys from the UK, and everybody else is local from the States. But Rob Appleby took third, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. SaltwaterKayakFisherman.com is his blog. And we encourage everybody to go to these different winners and stuff and give them kind of a kudos, whether you find them on Facebook or what have you. Pat on the back, man. They deserve it. For all the hard work they put in throughout the year to try and bring us interesting and educational style writings.
Anybody can fish, but you know what? Having to do that stuff and post pictures and stuff is a pain in the butt. I mean, I give mad props to all these guys who are doing this every day. Every single person up here should get a high five, because it's a pain in the butt to take pictures while you're fishing. It's so much easier just to fish.
Yeah, it's even more of a pain in the butt to come home and write about it on a consistent basis.
Yeah.
I mean, trust me, I know all about that too well. You guys show me all the time. Let's see.
It's like a second job. I hear that one, man.
Yeah, it is a second job. And some of these guys are married, and I don't know how in the world that they managed to do it and stay married. But kudos to their wives, too.
We have four kids, man.
Yeah. All right, cool. Number two, and very well deserved, Kayak Angler by Jason Self, the kayakangler.blogspot.com, voted by you folks. Jason does a terrific job with his blog, so check it out, www.kayakangler.blogspot.com. Congratulations, Jason. I know I saw you in the chat room there a little while ago. So that's cool. Let's see. And the number one blogger of the year, as voted on by your peers, Mr. Rob Choi, with the Angler Addict. Angling Addict. Wow, way to blow it, Chuck. www.angling-addict.com. Rob Choi. Great blog, great writer, great photographer. Great fisherman, great ambassador to the sport, does a great job.
Yeah.
Well, you say, were there any honorable mentions in that category?
You know what? There's, I want to say the top five votes all were really close. And in fact, it was back. This one was again back and forth for a while. Rob and Jason were kind of battling it neck and neck for their blogs. But I mean, I want to mention that Greg Chris, he's in the chat room. He only missed third by four votes.
Get out of here.
And then Pat from Fish Tattoo only missed, third by six votes. So, I mean, it was close. So it was real close. And also Dizzy Fish Harris, I don't know if you guys know Ian Harris. He does dizzybigfish.co.uk. His blog came in at fifth, so it's. I mean, there was everybody was really close on this one.
Right on. So obviously, the only two that we have left to discuss are the Guide of the Year and the Angler of the Year. I think Guide of the Year should go next. Taking the third spot in Guide of the Year is the. Where are we at? Oops, I just lost it. I'm going back to it. Give me a second.
I have it. Do you need it?
Yep, Dean Thomas.
Yes, sir.
Dean Thomas of Slow Ride Guide Service and Kayak Rentals in Texas. Yeah, he's in Texas.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, that's cool. I'm looking at his website right now. If you wanted to go check it out, slowrideguy.com. Just the way it sounds. www.slowrideguy.com. Very cool. Go back. Let's see. Number two, for Guide of the Year, a South Carolina boy fishing out of a Hobie. Anybody had any ideas? Get the chat room a second to pick that one. South Carolina fishes out of a Hobie. Pretty much destroyed everybody in the IFA. that would be correct, Mr. Justin Carter. So, awesome, man. Yeah, that guy is a machine. Killed it in the IFA and just does a great job up there in South Carolina, right there in Charleston, I believe. So, right there close to our good buddy over there, Mr. Stan. If you have any questions and you want to try and get a hold of Justin, you can go to kayakfishsouthcarolina.com/guides, and he's got some information there. I couldn't find a website for him. Do you have a website for him?
No, I can look it up real quick.
It's probably what he uses. And then he did have an area for his email. If you want to shoot him out an email, ask him any questions, it's lost@kayakfishsouthcarolina.com, lost. lost@kayakfishsouthcarolina.com. Congratulations, Justin. That's awesome, man. Very well deserved. And drum roll, please. Good job, brother.
Yeah.
The winner of the Guide of the Year with this voting process, Miss One D. Kaminsky.
Yeah, and congrats to Dee. Dee was second last year, and now she's first. So, nice job,
Dee. There you go. Yeah, there you go. Good job, Dee. She definitely puts her time in on the water for her clients. Definitely does a lot of pre-fishing and such, and definitely knows where the fish are at, man. So, pretty well deserved right there. Can't really argue
that. Honorable mention on this one. Is it John Jam Mortensen? He missed, what, third place by 5 votes. So he was right in there.
Right on. All right. And probably the one that most people have been waiting for, Angler of the Year. Now, this one, I must say, is the one award that if you were voted on for this, you pretty much have gotten there. In this industry, you are the person for sure. If you're in the top, hell, if you're in the top 20 in voting in this one, you definitely
yeah.
Got a name yourself for sure. And I'm sure that the top 20, if I could see it, I don't see it. I know you've got whatever your top whatever it is, but I'm sure it's probably filled with a who's who's list of people. But
yeah, 57 people were nominated.
57 people. That's pretty good, man. And if whatever, that's the upper echelon of kayak fishing right there. So, number three, he wins again. He plays again. Mr. Justin Carter out of South Carolina. So, there you go. Dude, that's pretty good right there. If you're a guide and you've been selected in the top 5 and Angler of the Year, speaks volumes for your guide service, I would say.
Yeah,
good job there, Justin. And number two, Mr. Drew Gregory. Drew Gregory of Jackson Kayak fame, Mr. Bass Fishing. He's down in Miami right now. I know that. He's getting ready to go out and fish for some big tarpon and stuff tomorrow. So let's see. Number one, hit that drum roll, brother. Family show. number one, there's no arguing it. Kayak Kevin Whitley, buddy, you take Angler of the Year for this year's Kayak Angler Choice Awards. Can you even begin to try and argue with that? I don't think so.
Yeah.
The guy's a machine, fishes in current, fishes off the beach, like in some of the craziest conditions I've ever seen. Constantly puts up big giant pictures of just stud fish. I mean, I think the guy doesn't catch small fish. I think that there's definitely a I don't know, next level.
It'll be interesting to see him down if he comes down and if he fishes the no motor zone. It'll be nice to see, you know, what he can do there in the nice shallow water and stuff.
Our Lee just called him Drum Jesus.
Drum Jesus, nice.
Oh, that's awesome. That's cool. Where did any honorable mentions for the
We had some people that a lot of people might not know, or maybe a lot of people do know. Let's see, Pam Funk, she's one of our JackAngler.com pro staffers. She came in fourth place. And Pepe in there, he was right behind Pam, and he came in fifth.
Pepe,
my boy. He came in sixth.
Good job, brother.
Jason came in seventh. Rob Choi came in eighth. Chad Hoover came in ninth. Randy, Vining came in 10th. Yeah, I'm not going to read through them all.
Right,
yeah,
that's cool.
there's a lot of people.
Very cool, very cool. Pepe for president. Black Dog Custom Rod Works. Awesome, man. Well, good job to everybody. Congratulations to all that were even just nominated, let alone took the top three in your respective categories.
And real quick, if you guys, if somebody has a specific question about, like, you know, if they were on here and they want to know where they placed, just go ahead and, you know, log on to Yak Angler, shoot me a private message, and I'll go ahead and let you know, where you stood on there. I'm not going to post all the results on there. It's just too much. But if you want to know, you know, if you just want to know where you stood, you just shoot your PM.
Champagne crap. It's supposed to be champagne and a cork, whatever. yeah, the party's going to start here in the Flores household. I don't think he knows it yet, but no, whatever. Got our own personal little red carpet outside for the award ceremony here. Now, in all seriousness, good job to everybody that was nominated, and again, kudos to everybody who placed. That's cool, man. Really cool. And it's always interesting to see where it. It's always cool to see where everybody kind of comes in at, you know, and who takes what year from year to year. Steve Chapman's out of control.
Yeah.
Oh, boondoggle! I saw the boondoggle button. Hang on a second.
Boondoggle! Boondoggle. Boondoggle. Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? I suggest you get your butt up, come find out, February 15th through 18th, President's Day weekend in Titusville, Florida at Cars Park. It'll be one heck of a weekend with good people, and then there's a bunch of kayakers too. For more information, go to yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Yeah. Boondoggle, no motor zone. It's going to be killer. I'm excited about this. Who is Steve Chapman? Steve Chapman is a man who lives in and amongst the trees. I don't know. The hell, Steve, man, come on. Guy's a legend. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Do you see his comment? He says, I voted for your ass, Pepe. You better know me.
Yeah, Pepe gave me $5 to vote for him too, but I couldn't vote, so I just kept. Chip says we're launching at 5:00 in the morning. Virginia Beach people, or anybody else who's listening to this show right now, whether you be in the chat room or when you listen to it later via podcast, if you're gonna come out to the boondoggle, please do me a favor and contact Cars Park as soon as you possibly can to allow them to put your name on the list of all the folks who are going to be joining us there. It's going to be a lot of fun. we're looking at a pretty giant turnout.
And just so everybody knows, if you guys were at the Virginia Beach Boondoggle, it was everybody was kind of separated. You know, we didn't really have the the atmosphere that we usually like, where everybody's close together. You can kind of wander from place to place and see everybody within a couple feet. Here it was a lot further, or in Virginia Beach was a lot further. In Cars Park, we're going to be right next to each other, so it'll be pretty cool. Nobody's going to feel out of place because we're all going to be in the same area. You know, even if you're coming down by yourself and you don't know anybody, we'll all be in the central area. So you'll meet people right away, and you won't feel out of place. So
please come
down. It should be a blast.
What we're going to do too, as I saw it on yachtangler.com, which by the way, I got to give you guys some love, Mark. You guys have done one heck of a job with the Kayak Angler Choice Awards throughout the years. So
looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
It cracks me up how he says that. Yachtangler.com.
Yacht Group BS is they're going to be a place to pull a 20-foot trailer full of kayaks in my party crew. Yeah, dude, trust me. This place is so big that there's no way humanly possible that we could take it all up. There's no way we can reserve the entire area. It's just too massive.
But we'll try.
We will try our hardest. Friday night, I think we're going to do some sort of a little get-together, meet and greet, what have you, because you got to remember it's February, so it is still the wintertime. Even though we're in Florida, we could have a mild winter where we might wake up, it'll be 70 degrees outside, or we could wake up, it'll be 30 degrees outside. The nice thing about the no motor zone is you don't have to be out there at the butt crack of dawn in February to catch fish. So it's very conducive for people like myself that don't like to wake up before the sun comes up. So there's no need to go to bed early at the Boondoggle at this time. So it'll be a lot of fun. Saturday nights are typical shindig. We're going to have door prizes dinner.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that for that.
Yeah, door prizes and dinner is what it'll be. Door prizes, right? and dinner. There will be stickers for sale if anyone's interested in buying stickers.
Yes, there will be stickers, but we don't want to say anything else because we got to figure out the logistics, sir.
Yep, we got to figure out the logistics of the stickers. But anyway, so that'll be cool. I've already got some door prizes donated, so look forward to that. If the door prizes are already starting to flow in, it should be pretty awesome.
Sunday we're having the potluck.
That's right. Sunday we are going to do a potluck, which should be pretty awesome.
And for everybody who is in Chokolovsky, I am bringing the man beans, so, man beans are funny. I know Holly was asking what happened to the man beans up in Virginia. So,
all right then. Sorry, Stan. Let's see, gumbo cook-off. I saw it, Steve. It just went by me. There's a gumbo cook-off here in Central Florida, November 10th, I believe it was. There's just a bunch of stuff going on in the next couple months here in Central Florida. February will be a great time to come down and try and beat your personal best. Spec or trout, as we call them down here. You guys call them specs there, whatever. Also, two big giant redfish, big giant black drums, slot size reds, tail and drum. There might be some snook and tarpon hanging around depending upon how cold it gets. One thing I do know is I'm going to stick tommy head jigs in fish's faces, so that'll be good. And but if anybody has any questions between now and the Boondoggle, of anything to bring, i.e. tackle, rigs, what have you, lures, etc., please feel free to contact me. You can get with me there on Facebook, or you can get with me via email at redfishchuck@hotmail.com.
You check that one? That's the one you check?
I do check that one. That's like one of them. So, yeah. And Chip's asking if there's going to be cake. Yes, the cake. We should get some cake. Cake? Who's bringing cake? I like cake.
Is Tom's wife coming?
I don't know.
She made that sweet cake last time, that crab cake thing.
We could use those crabs in the no motor zone. I bet you a black drum would eat it.
Yeah? What was it, made out of fondant?
yeah, they made a fondant. Whatever. Somebody said yes. I don't know if you're saying yes. Oh, she is coming. Sweet.
Oh, sweet.
Cake button. Sweet. Oh, we do need a cake button. We don't have a cake button.
No, he's saying cake, but Tom is what he's saying.
I need to put my glasses on. But no, see, he meant to say button. There
yeah,
you go.
No.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, cool. Cakes, cool. What else? I don't know, man. Pretty much all I got. Let's see.
Real quick, too. If you went to the Boondoggle in Virginia Beach, we are looking for your photos. We're trying to put together a media kit for, to help promote these and to help get, raffle items or door prizes or whatever. So we have a contest going on where you can win a fish print that Chad Hoover did while Rob Choi was giving his class in Virginia. And I don't know if Chad Hoover's ever done one before, but, I mean, he did a really good job, and he went ahead and signed it, and he said, I can't remember exactly what he said, something about boondoggling on it. So if you guys submit your photos before the end of the week, I think Sunday is the cutoff date. If you submit your photos on Yak Angler, there's a forum thread posted. If you submit your photos then, we'll put you have a chance to win his fish print. So it's really just a chance to get all of the nice photos together for a nice little media kit that we can use, too, to help promote the event. So, and you have a chance to win some cool stuff.
Yeah, there you go. Just so you know, too, also about the Boondoggle, we are allowed to have fires. You are allowed to do fires. There's fire rings available. And also, too, there's a giant burn pile that typically gets put together throughout the weeks. I guess down trees and whatnot, so it could be kind of crazy. And then, what was the other question somebody asked me about Cars Park? I forget. But there's definitely plenty of space, like I say, but make sure that you get with Cars as soon as you can to make sure that you lock in a spot just so that they have an idea how many people are coming. Is there a dump station? I think that there is. I'll double-check that for you and let you know on the next show. However, if there isn't, I know that there's a campground pretty close to there where you can go and dump that, but I'm pretty sure that there is one. I'll double-check, but like I say. Chasing Reds, we can bump some Hobies. All right, cool. Well, there you go. So, listen, everybody who's in the chat room, all 42, 3, however many people were in there, definitely appreciate it. Everybody jumping in there and listening in. The podcast is downloadable for free on iTunes, as always. So if you want to share this with anybody, feel free. These shows upcoming, obviously, we have the Double L Show. We have Mr. Mark Wheeler Show, and we also have Chip the Godfather, Chip Gibson, his show on Thursday. It should be a lot of fun. This boondoggle, man. It's all I can think about every day. Boondoggling, every day I'm possibly. Here it is.
Boondoggle! Boondoggle. Boondoggle. Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? I suggest you get your butt up. Come find out February 15th through 18th, President's Day weekend in Titusville, Florida at Cars Park. It'll be one heck of a weekend with good people, and then there's a bunch of kayakers too. For more information, go to yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Cool. And going back to the phone, 678, I forgot who this is. I had so many callers in queue tonight.
It's Jim, man.
All right, cool. Jim, are you fishing this week or what?
I don't think this week. I got a bunch of things I have to do, getting caught up from being in Vermont over the weekend. And then I got to get started ready for Thanksgiving week. I got 3 days in St. George and 3 days in St. Joe. The whole Thanksgiving week, we're going to get an RV, take our kayaks down, and fish that whole week. So I got to get some stuff ready for that.
Very cool. Well, be safe, man, in your travels. And look forward to hearing from you again soon.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Yeah, man. And then 757, Who you be?
I be landing crew. What's going on, man?
What's going on? You fishing this week or what, though?
Going out tomorrow. Gonna try some parachute jigging around the tubes of the Bay Bridge Tunnel. Pulling out some of that old Montauk flare. And then this weekend I'm heading to Sparta, Tennessee to the Jackson Factory to for the Diva Summit.
Cool. Right on. Wish I was able to attend that event, man, but we had way too much going on the last couple of weeks and months to come for me to be able to sneak away for that. But have fun with that, brother. Be safe, and let us know how you do. I'm sure you'll give us a good report on your show on Wednesday.
Definitely.
Awesome, brother. Thanks a lot, man. Take it easy. So there you have it, folks. Kayaking the Choice Awards. Again, congratulations to everybody. And, yeah, look forward to everyone coming down and fishing with us down here in Central Florida in February. But that's it, man. I'm all talked out. I've got nothing else to say. Everybody be safe. Have a good time. When you get out on the water, take a child with you. Teach them how to fish. We need to definitely do that. And go out and buy yourself a Black Dog custom rod. Whatever. Listen to the Steve Chapman Show on Saturday mornings from, what, 6? No, I don't even remember. 6 to 9, I think it is. Wow, I fail. And the guy that is Boudreaux, and, of course, Captain Mike Ortego from Tackle Webs. If you don't have a tackle web system on your kayak, you need to go out and buy one. I'm pretty sure Mike will be joining us at the Boondoggle. It's the other thing, too. If you know anybody who wants to come down and boondoggle with us, feel free to invite them down. If they have, say they have a business they might want to promote, they can do that. Come on down, but they must boondoggle with us, must fish with us. This isn't one of those things where you show up and you try and sell us all your goods. We want you to fish and just show us your stuff. We don't want to buy it yet. Whatever. All right, folks. Take kid fishing. And it's all I got. Trey and Logan, I hope you're sleeping for mom and dad or for mom. God, I'm out of it. Later, folks. Take it easy.
Thank you.